The Kitchener-Waterloo Art Gallery and Kaufman's Factory is situated on land that's considered part of the Haldimand Tract, which is 6 miles on either side of the Grand River, which runs through Waterloo, Kitchener, down through other parts of southwestern Ontario. It also, at its top, is very close to the Queensbush settlement, which is where Levi Carroll initially landed, and where a number of Black folks were forced out of a settlement that their labor helped to create. Mm-hmm. The area that is the Haldimand Tract has a storied history of transfer, of bargaining and negotiation, wherein the Mohawk Army, the Mohawk troops, in their support for the British, were granted this tract of land on 6 miles on east and west sides of the river. That land was originally territory that was owned by other nations, among them the Anishinaabe. So it was purchased and given, purchased and stolen and, you know, and before being given to the Mohawk. But, you know, I think Deanna's approach to the images that tell a story of the complex relationships between settlers and Indigenous folks primarily and Black folks in a crude cartoon that's at the top left there kind of gives us a sense of what, you know, preferred colonial strategies there might be for remembering or honoring courage and bravery in other nations.
I think one of the most important things to speak to in this constellation is the lineage of the Brandt family, and that will matter when we get around to the other side, when we encounter Sophia Pooley. So, you know, it is the history of Joseph Brandt's father, Joseph Brandt himself, his brother. And then, of course, I had mentioned earlier E. Pauline Johnson, and so, of course, she was married to Sir William Johnson, who was the superintendent of Indian Affairs at the time. So in another way, this constellation is a family portrait, so to speak, of the region, of Indigenous warriors who fought in those wars with the British. A peripheral depiction of Black soldiers that also fought with the British, but that also is in reference to Queensbush as well. It's more specifically related to the War of 1812. Also, just a map of the region at that time to give you a sense of the way of the landscape at the time. And then otherwise, it's really just kind of a reference to, yes, as Crystal's mentioned, kind of speak to the different strategies of warfare, the ways in which even to this present day, white supremacy works to pit racialized people against themselves in what we call the crab in the barrel kind of a syndrome. We were talking about that yesterday. So I also wanted to flag that because there is something very real about, you know, in this gesture towards colonization, one of the ways in which the landscape is made untenable is by the pitting of other communities against each other.